بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. The two surahs that were recited last night, one is Surah Hud, and thereafter followed by Surah Yusuf. Surah Yusuf is that surah which is known in the Quran as Ahsanul Qasas, the best of incidents. For many reasons, ulama have explained why it is called the best. One is that it relates with every individual, with every nation, with every era. The lessons a nation can take out of Surah Yusuf is unique. The lessons an individual can take out. It related with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam from beginning till the end, how his life will be. As Yusuf alayhi salatu wasallam went through difficulties, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was also shown that you will also go through difficulties. As for me and you, what lessons we can take from it? We are living in an era of depression. Perhaps that is the worst sickness of the era. And it doesn't end on there. Depression then leads a person towards having doubts or having objections against Almighty Allah's decision. Sometimes he feels bad about that objection. Then that is just a shaitani thought. There's nothing to worry about. Shaitan will blow a lot of things. His job is to blow. So the person feels upset about it. How can I not trust Allah? As long as he feels upset with it, he's still okay. But then it sometimes leaves a person to really start voicing it. The tongue is in our control, not our heart. So sometimes our heart can get very filthy thoughts, dirty thoughts, even about our Creator. This is from the devil. His name is Waswas. Waswas means the one who continuously blows. He's never going to blow good thoughts. He's going to blow filthy and the filthiest. But the tongue is in my control. My tongue does not have to say what my heart is feeling. But if my tongue says it, now it is I have objected. And when man objects against Almighty Allah, now he is on the verge of kufr, already in kufr. But what makes him object is when he sees problems in this world. And he forgot that this world was written as an examination for all. This is not paradise. So if the teacher has written a difficult question paper, the student is not told to sit on the desk and start swearing the teacher. Because after the paper, it's still the teacher who's going to mark. The teacher is told how much, the student is told how much you can answer, answer. Read your du'as and answer. Make du'a and answer. Smile at the teacher and answer. Answer whatever you can answer. Because even if you fail, but you fail with respect, they might pass you. But if you have to show an attitude in the examination hall and to start questioning, why was this question put? It wasn't even in the part that we had to study. If the teacher is not kind to you, you're not going to get the mark. That is just a normal exam. This is the exam between a slave and a master. A slave got no right to complain. Surah Yusuf is known as Tasliya Likulli Musalla. For every person who's looking for that Tasalli, for someone to give him some comfort, then he was told you will find it in Surah Yusuf. What is the comfort in Surah Yusuf? This is no ta'weez that takes away problems. This is a ta'weez that says to you that even if you're so good, even if you're so unique, even if you are like Yusuf alayhi salam, which you will never be, so pure, so innocent, never harming a fly, everything he did was 100% right. He was only worried of the welfare of mankind. But this world is an exam. The more good he did, the more harm people did to him. So Surah Yusuf is an answer to the individual, to the child who found in school he was being bullied. Then he will remember Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was being bullied when he was young. When he went to his father and he said, what a dream I had. Inni ra'aytu ahada ashara kawkaba. 11 stars, I saw the sun, the moon, I saw everything making sajda to me. His father immediately said, oh my beloved son, do one thing, don't tell your brothers your dream. La taqsus ru'yaka ala ikhwatik. Which we understand that in that house already, Yaqub alayhi salam could understand that there was no relationship between the brothers. One was because they did not share the same mother. Although the mothers were sisters, but it was not the same mother. when they did not share the same, what you will call your step, that step brother, step sister issue, Yusuf alayhi salam went through it. He did nothing wrong in it, but jealousy is the thing from the devil. So if you are young and you find people are jealous of you, and you find in school for some reason people are bullying you, perhaps it is our fault also. Perhaps sometimes we said something which wasn't right. Perhaps it's not our fault. Wherever you are being in a condition where you want to know why is somebody else causing harm to me, then remember Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was always also like that. Suicide was never the thing that he thought about. Rather, he was given a dream at the beginning. The dream was, one day the ones who are bullying you today, they will fall at your feet in sajda. One day the ones who are acting harsh and hard with you today, one day they will fall. If in this world they don't fall, then in the year after, that is the day of justice. On that day, if someone really was mean to you, someone really was jealous about you, someone had made that black magic against you, you did nothing wrong, you were Yusuf, then this surah is to say, don't worry, this is not the world of justice, the world of justice is coming. But suicide was never a thought. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam then, mistakenly he mentioned the dream to his brothers. They became more filled with anger. Now they said, let us kill him. This is what you call when people get together and they start plotting. Either it's jadu, it is some sihar, or it is just a nazar that fell, or there is someone is slapping, or someone is thinking of killing. They said, let's kill him. Another one said, let's put him in a land, and he will be so far from water, so far from anything, he'll die in that land. Finally, one brother had a little mercy, and he said, instead of killing him, we just need him to get out of our life, out. So they said, let us put him in on well, a place where normally travels will pass. يَلْتَقِطْهُ بَعْدُ السَّيَّارَةِ I am sure some caravan will come past, they will take him, they will take him away far, and then we'll never have to see him again. As the brothers wanted, it happened. They had someone to keep an eye. They found the caravan going. Some narrations even mentioned they went up to the people of the caravan and they said, the slave is actually our slave and he's forever irritating us and running away. Now that you got him, just get rid of him. And they took a little money for the day to make sure they don't bring him back to the house. And Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam, but what lesson was given when Yusuf alayhi salam was in the well? A well is not an easy place to be for a young child. It is dark. There might be some insects moving at the bottom, something touching the foot. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam heard a voice from above. That voice was his only hope at that time. When he heard someone saying, Ya Bushra Hatha Hulam, the person put the bucket inside. Yusuf alayhi salam jumped on the bucket. As that person was pulling up, Yusuf alayhi salam had so much of hope. I'm going home. And when the person saw him, that man had a different idea completely. That actually you're going very far from home. Now I'm going to make you from the bottom of the well. You are now going to go all the way to Egypt. You're going to be sold as a slave. What a lesson was given is sometimes when you are reaching out for help and you really think this is the door that's going to open. And just when it starts opening, you find the opposite happens. You just thought that the result is going to be good, what the doctor is saying. He said, I think it's good results. And when you come there, it's even worse than what you expected. At that time, is suicide an option? Is depression the answer? Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam already had the dream. And this dream of Yusuf alayhi salam was to all of us. That this is not the world of justice. This is the world of exam. Even if you are Yusuf, your exam has to be taken. But when he never ever thought bad of Almighty, he always kept his conviction in what? In a dream. That when my Allah promised me one day everything will happen for me, will I not work for that dream? Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was sold in the market. When you don't fall in depression, you will find Allah will arrange from you that at the time where you can't see any help, when he was in the well, he saw help. And it was a lesson in Surah Yusuf. Whenever he put his hope on creation, creation let him down. And wherever he lost hope in creation, that's when Almighty Allah made the creation do what they normally would not have done. When he was sold in the market, the minister of Egypt bought him. A minister is a man normally of wealth, of pride, of honor. You'll take the boy home, he's your slave, you'll tell him, now scrub the floor, do this, do this. When he bought him, Yusuf alayhi salam had no hope now. He had no hope of being shown any mercy. وَقَالَ الَّذِي اشْتَرَاهُ مِن مِصْرَ The one who purchased him in Egypt, when he took him home, he said to his wife, أَكْرِمِي مَثْوَاهُ I want you to honor this boy's stay in our house. No master has ever said that for a slave. Asa أَن يَنْفَعَنَا Perhaps he will benefit us. أَوْ نَتَّخِذَهُ وَلَدًا One higher, perhaps we will take him as our son. Where Yusuf alayhi salam lost hope in creation, Allah made creation do what they normally would never have done. No master will ever say the slave will benefit us. No master will say I perhaps will make him my son. كَذَٰلِكَ مَكَّنَّا لِيُوسُفَ Allah Tabarakallah said, in this manner, we gave Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam strength on the earth. When man loses trust in creation, Almighty Allah from the heavens open up unique doors. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam grew up now in the house. When he reached of an age where his full beauty was shown, again the fitna, the exam of the world, this world is a fitna, it's a test. You just finish writing one test, you think that's the end, and another starts. The person just says, I finished with my children, finally I got the last one married, it was so hard. And he says, now I'm going to relax. The answer is, you're going to relax in the grave. It's never ever going to relax. Yusuf alayhi salam's next exam was going to come. Just when he reached his beauty, his power, his handsomeness, the very woman who looked after him as a mother, where you would have least expected any problem. A message in Surah Yusuf is, sometimes the one who you said can never be, it's him, can never be, it's her. That one I did so much for, and then it is that one. And you wonder, but how can they have done what they did? Then remember Yusuf alayhi salam. وَرَاوَدَتْهُ الَّتِي هُوَ فِي بَيْتِهَا The very woman in whose house Yusuf alayhi salam grew up, she became the reason of causing him difficulty in the house. She began inviting him towards herself. And again she made her advances. A time came where وَخَلَّقَتِ الْأَبْوَابُ She closed all doors and she said that you are not going to leave now. No one's going to enter. It's only me and you. هَيْتَ لَكْ She was like a mother to him. She grew him up. For him to now slap her, punch her, that was like a zero. She had advanced already many times. So many times she made the advance. She made the proposal. She made the indication. Now when she became fed up with Yusuf alayhi salam, she went out. All out. She made sure the doors were locked. No one was going to enter. And she said, I'm ordering you now to come and do what you have to do. Hey talak. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam said, Ma'ad Allah. I seek protection in Allah. My master, meaning the person who brought me in the house, he showed so much of kindness to me, and I'm going to pay back his kindness like this. وَلَقَدْ هَمَّتْ بِهِ That woman really wanted Yusuf alayhi salam. Yusuf alayhi salam gave a message to the world that when your exam comes with your brothers, then that was what they put him in the well, and he will show how he dealt with that later on. When your exam comes in this world with women, and again, perhaps, either you are in love. At that time, think of Yusuf alayhi salam's answer. That he said, when my master was so kind, our master, meaning Allah, is very kind with us all. The handsomeness has come from Allah. The power has come from Allah. The ability to fulfill in a halal manner has come from Allah. When haram comes in front, me and you also have to say, Ma'ad Allah. Even if no one knows about it, وَغَلَّقَتِ الْأَبْوَابِ Even if that woman came from nowhere and she presented herself and she said, Hey Talak, do what you want to do to me. Be a Yusuf and say, Ma'ad Allah. Be a Yusuf. And then you will also have Ahsanul Qasas. You will also have the best of stories in the world. That man who takes protection in Allah. Again, me and you will say that if I did what I had to do, I stayed away from haram. But instead of finding the doors opening, I found the doors closing. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam stayed away from haram. The master caught them. The master even realized that Yusuf alayhi salam was innocent. All the proof showed his innocence. That he was not the one who went forward, he was the one who ran. A young child in the house miraculously spoke. A young child, the master could have seen it himself. But to even make it more bigger, more apparent, the young child spoke. The child said, look at the cloth. Because Yusuf alayhi salam's kurta was torn. The child said, look at the cloth, where it's torn. If you see it's torn from the back, it means that woman was trying to pull him. He wasn't trying to pull her. The miracle of the child speaking itself was an open proof of his innocence. What the child mentioned was an open proof. Sometimes me and you will say, I am completely innocent. But that other one is doing all the wrong. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam's incident shows this here. He was 0% guilty of anything. But still the master, did he fall in love with him or did he give out of his way? Man normally only goes to his own. If someone's son has oppressed you and you go to his father and you think that the father is going to show justice, in this world there is no justice. Justice is by Allah on the day after. So you will go and you'll say, my mother-in-law, she just doesn't want to listen to me. My father-in-law, he doesn't want to listen. Especially at the time when divorce is taking place. Each party will say, I mentioned really what happened. But how evil they are. Not evil, it's the nature of man. Where the master loved Yusuf alayhi salam. But when it came for him to decide between his wife and Yusuf alayhi salam, he decided in favor of his wife. Finally he said that the best thing to do is, ثُمَّ بَدَى لَهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا رَأَهُ الْآيَاتِ. After having seen so many signs, still then they felt the best is, let's put him in jail. لَيَسْجُنُنَّهُ. After seeing so many signs that the boy had nothing to do with anything, still then they said, let us put him in jail. In this world it's the nature of man. Go looking in the creation for justice, you are not going to find it. When the time comes and the problem, man will always stick with his family. And he will become blind to the truth. It is only Allah that sees the whole truth. And Allah will judge on the whole truth. In this manner, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam goes into prison. But how he went into prison? He went as a Yusuf into prison. There was no depression. There was no anger. There was no, I'm upset with destiny. Why is it like this? What did I do wrong? He went in the prison. And in the prison, people came to him with their problems. He never needed someone to take him out of problems. He never needed counseling. He was the counselor. He never needed counseling. He was the counselor. The one who goes into exams in this world, he doesn't need to go to somebody else to give him a tablet. He doesn't need to go to somebody else to say, don't worry, things will be easy. He has to be the one who tells the world, don't worry, things have been, it will be easy. There were those ulama in this world, when someone in their family passed away who was extremely dear, near to the heart, people who went to the house said, we don't know what to say. We said, but when we came and sat there, instead of us giving him any tasalli, he was giving us tasalli. He was saying to us how short this world is. He was like smiling, he was like laughing. We went into the house thinking what we're going to say to him. We came out, we were laughing and smiling. May Allah tabarak ta'ala make all of us like this. Yusuf alayhi salam never need counseling in the prison, but he had seen so many exams, so many exams, so many exams. He was the counselor even in the prison. Inshallah we are going to meet. Subhanallah.